I'm Cole Grant with Montana News. 45 residences are still under evacuation orders due to the Copper King fire burning near Thompson Falls. 135 more homes are under pre-evacuation warning. That fire is now over 21,000 acres in size. Yesterday's favorable weather helped firefighters beef up their lines and complete a burnout near the ACM Road. They hope to take advantage of the continued mild weather today to mop up and strengthen their lines. They have also planned aerial ignitions near the Copper King campground. Road, trail, and campground closures are in place in the area of the fire. On the Birney Creek fire, near Lakeside, firefighters are on the lookout for spot fires and embers spread outside of the fire's perimeter by high winds earlier this week. About 75 homes are within a half a mile of the fire, but there are no evacuations ordered and no structures have been lost. The fire is estimated at 60 acres, and officials say there's still lots of unburned fuel inside the perimeter. The Sheriff's Department has set up a checkpoint on the Birney Creek Road, and only residents are being allowed past that point. Firefighters planned a burn operation today on part of the Roaring Lion Fire to reduce the chances of reignition in dirty, spotty burn areas. Activity was minimal yesterday on the 8,500-acre fire. Aircraft will continue to be seen in the area, dropping buckets of water and using retardant when needed. Engines in and around the fire's east and southeast perimeter will continue to patrol around homes. The evacuation area south of the North Gold Creek Loop Road remains in Stage 1 warning and alert. Area closures remain in effect. The south entrance to Yellowstone Park remains closed due to the Berry Fire, located north of Jackson Lake. Highway 191 is closed from the park's south entrance to Leakes Marina. Officials say it's not likely to reopen today. That fire has grown to over 12,000 acres, burning in timber, brush, and grass. Firefighters continue to work on point protection in the area and suppression near the highway. Firefighters have begun work on a fuel break on the western boundary of the 30,000-acre Maple Fire burning near West Yellowstone. That's intended to reduce risk of fire spread near the town of West Yellowstone. A new management team has taken over on the Maple Fire. They planned a community meeting tonight at 6 o'clock at the Church of Latter-day Saints in West Yellowstone, where the public can meet the new incident management team and get updates on their plans. Both the Fawn and the Buffalo fires in Yellowstone showed moderate growth yesterday. Firefighters are in place at the Fawn Creek Cabin for structure protection and to monitor the fire. Aside from the south entrance, all other entrances and roads in the park are open. Visitors should expect to see smoke throughout the park. I'm Cole Grant.